From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Less than a day after agreeing to a massive bailout, Ireland's government is in disarray. NPR's Philip Reeves says this is complicating its task of hammering out details of the rescue plan with the European Union and the International Monetary Fund.
Ireland's financial crisis is spawning a political hiatus. Its coalition government has a majority of just three. That now seems to be melting away. The Irish are furious with the way their government's handled the crisis that's forced their small nation to go cap in hand to the European Union and the IMF for a Greek-style bailout. The government's junior coalition partners, the Greens, said today they wanted an election in January after the bailout package is in place. Several independent parliamentarians who supported the coalition are also wavering. This is a bad time for political instability. European officials are trying to persuade the markets that the rescue plan for Ireland will work so as to stop the crisis spreading to several other Eurozone countries. Philip Reeves, NPR News.
Just ahead of one of the busiest travel seasons, the head of the Transportation Security Administration is asking passengers not to boycott the scanners in favor of a pat-down. John Pistol says he does understand concerns about privacy, but he says travelers need to balance that with safety.
How do we do the best possible job of balancing the security that everybody wants and even demands, and rightfully so, with the privacy that everybody wants, and how do we best blend that?
A loosely organized internet group called Opt Out is calling on participants to skip the scans in favor of pat-downs on Wednesday. Israel's parliament votes today on a bill that would make it much harder for the country's government to bargain away the control of parts of East Jerusalem and the Golan Heights as part of a Middle East peace accord. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports the bill would force any such moves to be put to Israel voters in a referendum.
Under the terms of the bill, any move to withdraw from annexed territories must first be approved by the Knesset and then, within 180 days, put to a national referendum. The bill is expected to pass its final readings today. But the move has some worried that it adds an additional hurdle to any deal between Israel and Syria or the Palestinians. East Jerusalem was annexed shortly after the 1967 war. The Golan Heights was formally annexed in 1981. A national referendum on handing all of part of them back effectively ties the Israeli government's hands in any negotiations. Proponents of the bill, though, say it gives the Israeli public a voice in the future of their country. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Hopes are fading for the 29 miners trapped in an underground New Zealand coal mine. They've been trapped for 3 days, but the presence of explosive gases is preventing rescue attempts. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 75 points at last check at 11,128. The Nasdaq is up 1 point right now at 2,519. The S&P 500 up 7. This is NPR. The U.S. drone attacks continued in Pakistan's tribal belt today with reports that two missiles fired on a car and a motorcycle, killing 5 people. The drone program evokes heated debate in Pakistan over its sovereignty. As NPR's Julie McCarthy reports from Islamabad, it's the 4th such attack this past week.
Officials speaking on condition of anonymity said Monday's attack occurred in the Kushali area of North Waziristan, believed to be a hotbed of Taliban activity in Pakistan's tribal region. The U.S. refuses to acknowledge the drone strikes publicly, but privately, officials have said that the missile attacks have killed several senior Taliban and al-Qaeda militants over the years. The Obama administration has drastically accelerated the CIA-run program, with more than 100 such missile attacks taking place this year, half of them in the past 2.5 months. The U.S. has sought to expand the territory in which the drones can operate, but Pakistan has said no. It has, however, reportedly allowed expansion of CIA operations in and around the Pakistani city of Quetta, where the U.S. believes the Afghan Taliban leadership convenes. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
A big drop in emergency room visits for very young children now that cough and cold medicines for that age group have been removed from store shelves. But the study in the journal Pediatrics finds that some parents still have that medicine lying around and some children are getting a hold of it themselves, leading to bad reactions. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says parents should keep the medicine out of the reach of the children. It's also calling for better childproof containers. Well, putting the turkey on the table this Thanksgiving will cost more. The Food Institute says the price of the bird is up 79 cents a pound over last year at $1.05 a pound. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.